Hi, I'm Amanda Sewell, and I'm one of the producers of Classical Sprouts. If you love this podcast, please donate to help Sprouts continue to grow. Go to classicalsprouts.org/donate. Thanks, and enjoy the episode.
It's time to head to the carnival, or the pond, maybe a cello recital, maybe all three. We're listening to one of the most famous movements from Camille Saint-Saëns' Carnival of the Animals, The Swan, today on
Classical Sprouts!
Welcome to Classical Sprouts. I'm your host, Kate Botello. Before we get into the episode, though, let's start off with a Quizlet question. Today's movement is about swans, so our Quizlet is going to be about another type of water bird. What type of bird is called a paddling when it's in a group? What group of birds is called a paddling? You have a guess? Stick around to the end of the episode to find out the answer. The Carnival of the Animals is a suite of music written by French composer Camille Saint-Saëns. Each movement is meant to sound like a different animal. And today we're listening to the movement called The Swan. Now, it was actually the only movement from the suite allowed to be performed publicly in his lifetime because he thought the other movements were too silly and would make him seem like he wasn't a serious enough composer. The Swan has become standard repertoire for cello players and continues to be one of the most famous movements from the suite. Today we'll be listening to cellist Sheku Kane Mason's performance of it. In addition to music for each type of animal in the suite, there's often narration that's performed alongside the piece in the point of view of each animal. So it's time to meet the swan, slowly gliding through the water. The piece's tempo is marked andantino grazioso, which means a tempo that is very slow and graceful. Oh, quick fun fact here. Because of this slow tempo, it's actually quite suitable for performance on the theremin, an electronic instrument played by very specific hand movements that is very difficult to play. But back to the cello version. This piece is in 6/4 time, which means there are 6 beats per measure. Let's listen and count to 6 together. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. How beautiful is that? The narration by Michael Morpurgo that goes along with this recording of the swan goes a bit like this. I am serene. I am silent. I am swan. I do not swim. I glide. I do not fly. I float. Air and water are the same to me. I will be swan on the lake for all of you. I will preen, I will dance, I will raise me up and beat my wings. I will sing with my wings the sweetest song. Hey there, Sprouts. At the beginning of the episode, I asked you which group of birds is called a paddling. Desk roll, please. Ducks! Yep, a group of ducks is called a flock, but a paddling of ducks is a much cuter name. Other fun bird group names include a trembling of finches, a murder of crows, a chime of wrens, a gaggle of geese, and a wedge of swans. There's also an unkindness of ravens, which is kind of ghoulish, but I really like that one too. Sprouts, head to our website, classicalsprouts.org, to see the amazing Sheiko Kane Mason perform this movement, hear the rest of the animal-themed movements in Camille Saint-Saëns' Carnival of the Animals, and more. Also, be sure to follow Classical Sprouts wherever you find your podcasts, and find and follow us on Instagram at Classical Sprouts, where we always have fun content. Until next time, I'm your host, Kate Botello. Classical Sprouts is produced by Emily Duncan Wilson with support from Amanda Sewell and is produced by Interlochen Public Radio as a part of the NPR Podcast Network. Here's my swan song for today. Bye!
When information continues to come at us faster and faster, sometimes you need to hit pause and rewind. NPR's Throughline takes you back in time to the source of the news stories filling your feed. Find NPR's Throughline wherever you get your podcasts.